say. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it goes. Talk radio. Double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live here on this Friday edition of the National Intel Report from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network. It is the 15th day of September, 2006. On today's program, I have Kevin Barrett on the air, and we're going to do a little catch-up with the 9/11 issue. I do believe that Kevin was in New York City, although I did not get a chance to see him when I was up there at Ground Zero this past Monday. But we will get his take on what had gone on up there. And for the first time, I've been so busy in the last couple of weeks, I didn't even get a chance to watch Amy Goodman's thing until last night, debunking 9/11 myths. The course, this is coming out of the Popular Mechanics fine people that are linked to Mr. Chertoff, the Homeland Security chief, czar, commandant, call him what you want. Dylan Avery and Jason Burmess, basically Jason Burmess, handed these guys their heads. I mean, and I can't. I'm going to have to watch it again to count the number of times that the editor and the writer of the story, the book, use the term conspiracy theory. It's just conspiracy theory. You keep repeating that over and over and over and over. Yeah, it was a conspiracy, and what they were doing is they were on Democracy Now!, funded by the Ford Foundation and a select group of, New World Order kind of guys. But Burmess handed him their heads. I mean, he looked at one guy and said, you know, you're a liar. He said, you're calling everybody liars. He said, no, I'm calling you a liar. And it was, folks, they're trying to do this, the damage control. But if you notice, they're not doing this in a recognizable mainstream format. They're not doing this on some cable news network show. They are picking out the areas where the conspiracy theorists hide and cook up all these stories, and they're trying to combat it at that level. Now, if I was a disinformation reversal specialist, if you want to say, well, then I would, I certainly wouldn't do it on Democracy Now!, but I might do it in conjunction or in addition to, I should say, but I certainly wouldn't just do it there. I would be all over the TV. But again, that's going to be drawing attention to these guys that did Loose Change too. And I was shocked to hear, and I did not know this, there have been over 10 million downloads worldwide of Loose Change too. I just howled. I mean, that fact was just astounding, that so many people had seen that video. So, we will have Mr. Barrett with us, Kevin Barrett, after the break here, and discuss what's happening, well, in his life. He was at Wisconsin-Madison University. I think he's still employed there. Mr. Jones got the boot, but we'll see what's going on with Kevin Barrett, and we'll do that right after this. By the way, let me get back on the other side. I want to tell you folks how you can roll up your sleeves and lend a hand. I'll tell you about that in a second.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the middle of a pledge drive for Republic Broadcasting Network. You know, I was talking to my engineer today, and he said, we could probably stumble along like this for a number of years, not taking any chances, not expanding the broadcast capability of this network. And that would be fine with a lot of people. But he looked at me and he said, I know that's not fine with you. And Chris has been with me for a number of years. Back to the original, Republic Radio International. So that was, it's 10 years. 10 years flies when you're having so much fun. At any rate, the pledge drive for the network, we'd appreciate if people, today's Friday, folks, you might have gotten paid. Maybe you got a few shekels left over. But we're looking for monthly sponsorship for this network. It is extremely important with the amount of people that we have on this network. It is such varied and dynamic programming that you just cannot get this anyplace else. And as the economic strings are tied tighter and tighter, you're probably going to have a few in the alternative media blowout, but not us. We're going to be here. We need to get these people, these confused people in this country, straighten around with what's really going on. And that's where this network comes in. The message and the power of radio, and with the type of programming that we have, with the host that we have, and all of their guests. I mean, it is just mind-boggling, the amount of information that flows through this network. So we're asking you to participate, roll up your sleeves, get involved, and commit. Now, there is the word, commit. And we're asking people to commit, and however financially you can afford to. I just saw PBS do their thing last night. It was great. I got to see the Lost Lonely Boys, and it was great entertainment. But we are not here for entertainment. We're here for news and information, and to reverse the spin that is done on your commercial outlets, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, Fox News, you name it. The gamut is there, and they decide what they were going to report, then they spin it, and I like it because then they put out little questions, and you get to vote on how well they spin their stories, and they ask for your opinion off of what they call news presentation and journalistic excellence. It is a joke. 800-724-2719. Call us today and make a monthly pledge, $20, $25, $30, $35 a month. We've had a couple of people in the last several days, pledging $100 a month. That's what they think the network is worth and how much of value it is. And they know how this needs to stick around, not only to stick around, ladies and gentlemen, but expand its reach. We need to be combating the Sean Hannitys and the Michael Savages and the Rush Limbaughs, the best paid Republican pundit the Republican Party has ever bought. So we are here, and we are going to expand and grow with your help. So give us a call at 800-724-2719, or you can simply go to the web, www.rbnlive.com. Go to the top right-hand corner of the first page. There you will see a button that says you can make the difference, and it is Republic Partner. You can become a Republic Partner, and that'll take you to a PayPal page, and you can pledge $10 all the way up to $1,000 a month. So please do that. And here's another thing. We understand that people get busy and they get forgetful. Well, just send us via the snail mail. Send us a donation by snail mail. Make your commitment. And I underscore commitment here, ladies and gentlemen. If you will send us a donation via mail, and what we will do is send you out stamped, addressed envelopes ready to go. And you can send your checks, money orders, FRNs if you prefer, but make sure you wrap them in foil so the prying eyes at the U.S. Postal Service don't see it. No, it doesn't stop any scanning of any sort. It just stops the prying eyes from holding the mail up to the light and seeing bills in there and then sticking them in the pockets. It happens all the time. So write us at RBN, 1015 South Mays, M-A-Y-S, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas. Two words, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And you folks listening to the network overseas via shortwave or internet, now you're not off the hook either. There's a lot of people overseas that have tuned into this radio station and are finding out, without tuning into the propaganda outlets, what's really going on here in America. So you folks overseas, we'd appreciate hearing from you. So we have, let me play this clip first. This was Kevin Barrett on Hannity and Combs. Go ahead, Mr. Producer.
It's happening, largely through this false flag terrorism. It looks to me like, not only 9/11, but also Madrid 7/7, the Bali hotel bombing, and probably most of these so-called Zarqawi-style bombings in Iraq, are all false flag operations being carried out by, a special wing of probably U.S. or Western military intelligence.
That was University of Wisconsin professor Kevin Barrett, who has recently drawn criticism for plans to teach an Islamic studies course next fall that will incorporate conspiracy theories that the U.S. government was involved in the events of September 11. Professor Barrett joins us now. Professor, can you give us a context within which you teach this?
Well, yeah, sure. I'm teaching an introductory course on Islam. And I think it's really important to cover these contemporary political issues. And one of them is, of course, the so-called war on terror. Now, the fact is that the great majority of the world's Muslims believe that 9/11 was an inside job.
But that's your opinion, right? You're,
well, no,
you
that's
your opinion that there was an inside job.
Well, after studying the evidence pretty intensively for 2.5 years, I am convinced that 9/11 was, in fact, an inside job.
And are students required to regurgitate that in some way in order to do well in your
class?
That's
ridiculous. No, I'm not interested in making students regurgitate anything. I'm interested in training people how to use critical thinking skills to look at the evidence in any area and come to their own conclusions.
Is this a required class?
I hope they'd be able to do that. No, it's not.
So this is basically an elective class. How much of the time is spent focusing on who caused 9/11?
Only about 1 week. We're looking at the war on terror for 1 week, and in fact, it's not focusing on who caused it. It's looking at the main interpretations of 9/11. And there are really several different ways of looking at 9/11, and one of them, of course, is the standard American story of the war on terror that changed everything. It set us at war. It rolled back our civil liberties. It doubled our military budget. All those things have been planned before 9/11.
Do you objectively put forth that view, as well as the view of how you perceive Muslims viewing us? Are they presented in a fair and balanced manner?
Of course. In the classroom, I always present things in a fair and balanced manner. Outside the classroom, when I'm an activist or a satirist, I'll tell it like it is. Inside the classroom, I'll present all of the defensible interpretations and let the students use their own critical reasoning skills to come to their own conclusions.
All right, Mr. Barrett, Sean Hannity here. Do you really believe that 9/11 was an inside job, not just 9/11, but Madrid and Bali and the Zarqawi operation?
Well, you know, actually...
hang on a second.
Yeah, yeah,
do you
believe personally
that these are inside jobs, yes or no?
It's not quite that simple. I know that 9/11 was an inside job. Professor Stephen Jones has found residue of thermite on the steel samples from the World Trade Center. We now know that it was taken down in a controlled demolition.
All right, so you believe that the buildings came down in a controlled demolition, right?
Well, I don't believe it. I've looked at the evidence,
The
evidence is overwhelming.
All right, the evidence is overwhelming to you because you're
a
conspiracy nut. But
no,
you know,
actually, I ask your viewers to take a look at this evidence for themselves. They can go to st911.org. That's
all right,
Scholars for 9/11 Truth. Take a look at the demolition.
I know you
Morgan Reynolds, the former Bush administration official, says that the Bush administration blew the World Trade Center to kingdom come. That's a direct quote from a member of the Bush administration itself.
The Jews were told to leave. Well, we've heard a lot of these sick, bizarre theories.
I don't believe any
of them. You're allowed to believe what you want, but that's not what's at hand here. The issue is whether or not you, with your bizarre theories, are the best.
I think you have the bizarre theory. You think it was 19 guys with box cutters led by a guy on dialysis in a cave in Afghanistan? That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the craziest conspiracy theory of all of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wish I had the Twilight Zone music. Now, here's my next question. The issue at hand here, you're entitled to have your opinion. I don't really care what you believe. But if we're talking about a captive group of students in a classroom, hang on a second. Well, they're sitting in your classroom, and you have a position of authority. The question is whether or not you're the most competent to teach them. And most people think you're a nut. Most people think
we just had a poll here in Madison, and we found that 90% of the respondents at Channel 3000 poll said that I should be allowed to teach. Only 10% said I shouldn't.
That's the question.
And 60%,
I agree that that's
60%.
I don't think what your views are.
60% agreed with me about the questions I'm raising about 9/11. 60% of the respondents.
I think you're in the minority.
Right to speak.
I don't think this is the proper forum, though, for people that hold extremist views like yourself. Reasonable
you guys are extremists. Fox News is the biggest bunch of extremists on the planet.
Reasonable people see you as an extremist, and I don't think you're the most appropriate guy to teach that class.
Throughout this country. I think you guys should be taken off the airwaves because you are the guys
silence
who are...
Conservative
we don't want to silence anybody.
For,
you teach, we'll do Hannity and Combs. Thank you, Professor.
Time.
Coming up, we'll have a...
you teach, we'll do Hannity and Combs. That's a good question. Is Sean Hannity competent to do a TV show? And we know that Rupert Murdoch's Fox's News, fair and balanced, we report, you decide. Now, I hope, ladies and gentlemen, you caught all the name-calling. And talking over at one point Hannity asked a question and the guest Kevin Barrett was trying to answer the question and all they did was talk over the top of him. Bizarre conspiracy theories, your captive students, your brainwashing, your sick theories. Well, they are in the minority, ladies and gentlemen. And, gee, do we have any Twilight Zone music? Maybe we can play it for dear Sean Hannity. We'll be right back with my guest today, Kevin Barrett. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Attention, if you're one of the millions of Americans who buy and trade stocks or invest in the real estate market, you'll want to hear this. Did you know that the Forex, foreign currency exchange market, trades over $2 trillion a day? That's more than the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ combined. Now, imagine being able to trade in the Forex without any prior trade experience or spending endless hours predicting market movements. Well, now you can. Introducing Freedom Rocks. Freedom Rocks' structured trading approach takes the guesswork out of what and when to buy by providing you a planned set of guidelines, all at a fraction of the cost of other similar type programs. And instead of focusing on thousands of stocks, Freedom Rocks focuses on the top four currency pairs. Our software tells you what to buy, how much to buy, and when to buy. Go to MySimpleForex.com. That's MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com. And join the thousands who've discovered Freedom Rocks. Remember, MySimple, the number four, the letter X.com.
This is for the editor, Jim Meigs, David Dunbar, over at Poplar Mechanics. Here's for Sean Hannity and Alan Combs and Fox News. I have with me today Kevin Barrett. Good afternoon, Mr. Barrett.
Hey, good afternoon, John. How are you doing?
I watched that live when you were on Fox News, and I had seen them bring up so many people with their and they do it all the time, Kevin, with their conspiracy theories. When you doubt, you have serious questions, you're from academia, it doesn't matter. You're just a conspiracy nut. You're just a conspiracy theorist, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I get called a nut quite often in emails, and I always respond to those emails, hey, anybody who emails a crazy person to tell them they're crazy is crazy.
Good point.
Yeah, I think there's a real question about who's crazy here, the people who are questioning the official account of the most important historical event of the 21st century, or the people who are refusing to question it.
Yeah, I think you had roughly 4.5 minutes on that, and they wasted a lot of time name-calling. And this is what they're being reduced to, Kevin. They're being reduced to calling you names and nuts. And Sean Hannity almost outdid himself. That's probably the best chop and slice job I've seen him do in a long time. What feedback did you get after you did the Fox News piece?
Well, the first feedback was from the other people in the studio, all these Fox employees in their little cubicles who were kind of surrounding me. I was on a raised platform in the center of the studio, and they all looked kind of unhappy, and one of them said something like, oh, that went well, didn't it? In a sarcastic voice. And so my first impression was I must have screwed up. But then I started getting calls from people who saw it, who thought it was very entertaining and thought that I'd done okay. So overall, the feedback has been pretty positive. The university administration wasn't particularly enthused about it, though.
Well, and you were invited on the show, and this is a question I have for you, because there seems to be some question about even Stephen Jones. I understand he's on paid leave now, pending a decision from the university he teaches at. They put him on sabbatical here, but, you know, what is the contract with the universities? Are you a free person if you're not on their property? Are you allowed to exercise your First Amendment rights? Are you allowed to offer public opinions? What's the deal here? What's going on with all of this?
Well, that's a really good question. And, in fact, the prevailing tenets of academic freedom would suggest that those of us who teach at universities have the right to conduct free speech activities on our own time. And, in fact, that seems to have pretty well been the dominant practice up until very recently. And, in fact, it still is. That's what the university administration here at Wisconsin ultimately decided. And that's also what the University of New Hampshire has decided regarding William Woodward. Stephen Jones, however, has the misfortune of being at Brigham Young, which has a pretty bad record as far as complying with academic freedom.
Well, and, you know, I watched the change. And university has been used, and I don't want to get into the political persuasion type stuff, but it's okay to teach Marxism in university. And I saw that starting to happen back in the 60s. It's okay to teach the tenets of communism, but when you get out there on an issue that took the lives of 3,000 people, we create and streamline government for the effective use of stripping away people's rights and snooping and pooping on them, basically throwing out, you know, however many amendments here to the Constitution, that's okay. So you as a person at university cannot come out and ask legitimate questions.
Yeah, that's a good point, John. They used to, in the McCarthy era, back in the 50s, they cracked down on the people teaching communist and, you know, socialist interpretations of things. But then in the 60s and since then, there's really no safer position to take in the academy than to be a socialist or a communist. But you're right that as soon as you start talking about things like the Federal Reserve, the Kennedy assassination, indeed all of the 60s assassinations, and then especially now 9/11, which is so obviously an inside job, and so you know, such an important event. As soon as you start talking about those things, they try to shut you down, and it is a little puzzling, isn't it?
Well, it's almost like you're Roddy Piper in the movie They Live, that you put on your glasses and you can see. You know, it's always been a big issue with me, Kevin, that critical thinking has been thrown out with the baby, the bathwater, and everything else at university level. It's almost like they want global citizens here, and they want them cookie-cuttered. They want them to think in a certain fashion. But you constantly referred to, and I've been reading articles about you, the critical thinking factor of people, that if they have the ability to critically think, they are logical. They can look at something and pick it apart and in their own mind make their own judgments. This doesn't seem to be something in academia that you seem to be very unpopular with this kind of approach.
Yeah, and I'm not sure why, because when I learned how to teach, I guess my first lessons in pedagogy were when I was becoming a composition teacher many years ago, and that was the code, was what we're really doing here is teaching people how to think critically. And now that I'm applying that by asking people to think critically about this preposterous official myth of 9/11, it seems that suddenly critical thinking is not so much what the academics want to do.
Well, and that's something that it seems that TV talk show hosts have forgotten how to do also, is how to sit down in a segment that is 4.5 minutes long, get the gist of what they want to get across, but also allow you to put forth your position and do it in an uninterrupted and a sane way. But they don't seem to be too concerned with sanity with Hannity. We'll be right back right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
Gasoline prices have reached record highs, and with no relief in sight, what can you as an individual do to lessen the impact on your wallet? With a guaranteed minimum of 10% and up to 30% increase in your fuel mileage, you can deny the fat cat oil executives at least some of your hard-earned money. Introducing the Fuel Mule, a very simple but revolutionary product that fits around the fuel line in your car, truck, or furnace. Utilizing scientifically engineered industrial nickel cobalt magnets, the Fuel Mule device aligns the electrons of the atom and the molecules, allowing the fuel to burn more efficiently, resulting in increased horsepower, cleaner emissions, and fuel savings. The Fuel Mule normally sells for $149.95, but we're offering a temporary promotional price of only $89.95, plus shipping and handling. Quick and easy to install, order your Fuel Mule today by calling 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Do it now and start saving today.
KU-Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
No one man can be called a good man who, in order to support himself, takes up a profession that obliges him at all times to be rapacious, fraudulent, and cruel, as of course must be all of those, no matter what their rank, who make a trade of war. Machiavelli, out of The Art of War. And, Kevin, this is a war. We are being warred upon. I was told by our dear president, Mr. Bush, that used to be the governor down here of Texas, and he did a fine job while I was here also, just for the record. But we have a man that has launched a 100-year war on terror, has Congress giving him, I guess it's almost like an ascendancy to a kingdom. It seems that Congress is no longer in control of anything, our nation's lawmakers. And for them to sit back and give this man the keys to the kingdom for preemptive actions all over the globe on the supposed terrorism. We have Webster Tarpley on this network. He does a show with us on Saturdays, and his book, 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA. There is tons of information all over the planet that is going out about 9/11. Loose Change, too. I said at the top of the hour with Jason Burmes and Dylan Avery. They were on Democracy Now!, and it was interesting. Jim Miggs, the editor, he said made a statement about, all these liars that are involved in the 9/11 supposed truth movement. And at which point, this young man shot at Miggs. He says, you're the liar.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. I really enjoyed that and wholeheartedly approved.
Well, and it was good TV because here was a sane position, and I'm flustered with Fox News and the like because it's heavily slanted. There is no open discussion. There is no real information that's given out. They just want to get up there. But here's the problem they're facing, Kevin. Everybody on planet Earth is looking at this very, very closely because they know that we have a madman in the White House, Mr. Halliburton, Bechtel. You know, we know what's going on here. We know who the Rumsfelds are. We know the Israeli influence here in our government. And we know all of these things, and so does the rest of the world, but it is something that is not discussed openly in media or in print here in this country.
Yeah, I think the mainstream media are pretty well writing themselves out of any kind of relevance and forcing people to turn to the Internet for real journalism. And it's a very interesting transformation. You know, Marshall McLuhan studied these transformations of people's thought processes and people's worldviews that came about after these great revolutions in communications technology, like when Gutenberg invented the printing press, and just everything changed. People started reading the Bible for themselves and reading everything for themselves. Likewise, when television came along, McLuhan said, well, that's going to create a global village, which is going to bring us serious dangers of a sort of elitist tyranny. And of course, he was ahead of his time in predicting that. But today, I think the Internet has provided a certain kind of antidote to this this tyranny of elitist dominance of the corporate monopoly media. And there is actual good information there if you know where to find it.
Well, and it's the monster that they created, and they've been trying to curtail it to no avail so far. And even Rupert Murdoch of Fox News has basically sung the song of the damned and said that, TV news is dying. So, here's a guy that's in the business and making that kind of proclamation. And I think people are starting to, because of outside sources, Internet, production such as you're on today, this network.
That's
other
right.
Other sources are coming forth, and people are seeking that alternative. They keep referring to us as being the alternative news source, kind of laughing up their sleeve. But we really are the alternative to their claptrap journalism, their heavily slanted news, and agenda. There's only one agenda that we have on this network, and that is to pick apart what they do, what they report on. We do our research. We know our history. We know law. We know Constitution. We know what everybody's role is supposed to be and how it's supposed to be played. And they're losing ground day by day. Not only are they being affected in their ratings, advertising dollars coming into their networks, but people are turning away, it appears, in droves from their propaganda machine.
That's right. And, you guys at RBN are really performing an immense public service by putting people like Webster Tarpley and Jim Fetzer and all the other great hosts you have on the air. One minute of Webster Tarpley probably contains more useful information than 100 hours of Fox News. Tarpley's a very erudite guy. And it's quite amazing that you're able to put him out there on a popular radio network. So kudos to you guys.
Yeah, we even did a little spinoff. He had Dan Abramson up on his program, and Abramson is very good at looking at geo-world politics, and we gave him his show Monday through Friday. So here's a 23-year-old kid that is just making mincemeat out of the best coiffured and suited and made up and set people that they can produce. So it's exhilarating. It's wonderful. We're still too small because what I'd like to do is be in the same markets as the Hannity's and the Rush Limbaugh's and just literally blow them out of the water because there's only one thing that we're interested in here. Here's our agenda, and that's putting forth the truth. You remember, Kevin, you've been around long enough. You know when the personal computers first hit the commercial financial markets back in the 70s, they would tell people repeatedly that people were complaining, well, this computer doesn't work right, and this, that, and the other. And said, no. You got to understand the operating system, as crude as it was at the time. But if you put bad information into this this piece of machinery, you're going to get bad information out. Well, the same applies with people and news. That they don't know what to do one day to the next, because in order to make an informed choice, in order to make a rational decision, you have to have the facts.
That's right. It is kind of a garbage in, garbage out situation. And our constitutional system here in the U.S. is predicated on the idea that people are supposed to get good information so they can actually help make the decisions that govern their lives. And that system has been eroding with the dominance of this corporate media that's become more and more of a propaganda machine and is dispensing more and more bread in circuses. If you can go up head-to-head against these guys and win, that will be great, because, you know, it's people, when they're given a choice between junk food and real nutritious food, may at first keep going with the junk food, but after a while they'll start to see that the people around them who eat the good stuff are healthier and happier. And they will eventually, you know, try it themselves.
Food for the mind. That's what we're after. You had at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, you had Farrell and Sandifer, Dean of the College of Letters and Science, and Rafferty, Chair of the Department of Languages and Cultures of Asia. They met with you. They reviewed your syllabus, your course material and reading materials, and examined your past teaching evaluations. And I want the listeners to hear what they had to say. They said, there is no question that Mr. Barrett holds personal opinions that many people find unconventional. Now, this is Farrell saying this. But these views are expected to take a small but significant role in a class. To the extent that his views are discussed, Mr. Barrett has assured me that students will be free and encouraged to challenge his viewpoint. What's been happening in your classroom?
Well, we haven't gotten anywhere near the questions of the so-called war on terror and the clash of civilizations, that's where all the controversial stuff will come up, and that doesn't start till the beginning of November. So what we're doing now in the class is an introduction to the Islamic worldview by way of taking a close look at the Quran itself, by way of the best possible English language introduction, which is the Michael Sells book, Approaching the Quran. And so far, the students have been very engaged. We've been having great classes. It's one of the best classes I've ever taught, and it's just wonderful to get a packed full house of almost 200 students in there, all of them attentive and wanting to learn. The attitudes are terrific. So in a way, I think it was kind of a blessing in disguise that all of this furor broke out, because it's going to produce a really outstanding class on Islam.
Well, and I'm sure, you know, it's one thing to be in front of a group of people, and especially for a teacher, a professor, to be in front of a class. This is an elective class that you teach. It's not of a mandatory type for credit for graduation, but I can imagine the sheer pleasure it's derived by looking out at those faces, looking back at you, and not seeing them slumped in their chairs and their eyes half closed, or talking to their neighbor or doodling or whatever. But their rapt attention is pointed at you. They're involved and they're engaged.
Yeah, and you know, that's I usually do manage to get most students to that point, but I've never been in a class before where we had the room just completely packed and everybody was totally wrapped and paying attention from day one. It's a new experience for me and a very pleasant one.
Where is this going from here? I mean, have you heard anything back from the hierarchy at the university? Have things calmed down there?
Well, I haven't really heard from the provost in a while, and I guess no news is good news there. But I've heard from a couple of other people, including the department chair, and basically the communications people, the people who are involved in media relations, and all those people seem to think that, hey, everything's going fine. The first day of class, the place was full of journalists as well as students, and after the class, we held an impromptu press conference, and I explained what was going on, and the coverage of that seemed to be pretty accurate in terms of dispelling the misconceptions that have been floating around about the class. You know, the idea that I'm some kind of crazed, obsessive person who would probably give the whole class on nothing but, 9/11 theories and so on. So That coverage went well, and so far I'm getting nothing but positive feedback from everybody associated with the class and from the university.
Did you have anybody from Fox News?
No. I don't know why. You know, I'd be happy if O'Reilly would come and sit in on the class. He might learn something.
Well, I mean, and at least they could have had a reporter there and do a few film snippets, whatever, to, you know, if they're going to live up to their standard or what they claim, fair and balanced, you would think that they'd do a follow-up on you at university, and the class attendance and all the journalists being there, you would think that they were fair and balanced. They would have went back to that class and showed the other side of the story, but we know that's not going to happen. Look, I want to take some phone calls also in this hour for Mr. Barrett. 800-313-9443 is the number. And let me start off with Clinton. You've been sitting here for 45 minutes on hold. Go ahead, Clinton. You're on the air.
Hi, John. Hello, Kevin. Fellow down here, I'm in Cesspool of Wisconsin, Milwaukee County. And as you know, there is no critical thinking allowed down here. You have to be on the Madison campus. But here's my point. I have some things to say to you, John. Maybe we'll catch up later about the pledge drive. But I'm educated and degreed architect with 8 years' experience in the profession, and I've been discussing, of course, the building failures with as many colleagues as I can. And there's some compelling information that counters the inside job theory that is pretty substantial proof, plausible deniability, I might add, as to how the towers in Building 7 really fell down. So in that context, none of them can stand against a knowledgeable man like myself or somebody else with a background in physics. And this little guy named Isaac Newton, who described these things called laws of motion. And that's where Fenster and Jones come in. But they're high-order help. And what we need in this initiative, and what I want to ask Kevin, if he sought it, is support from people with architecture and engineering experience.
Well, that's a real good point. And I haven't really gone out seeking such people. I did distribute Stephen Jones DVDs to everybody in the physics department here at Madison, but I haven't really gone after the architects and the engineers in a systematic way yet, and I don't think I really have time to this semester. I'm teaching, it's really more than full time right now, but that's an excellent idea. I have spoken to some engineers. One friend of mine who happens to be an engineer says that he agrees with the analysis that these official stories of these collapses are ridiculous. And I assume that quite a few others would, but I'm not sure you really have to be an engineer or an architect to figure this one out. Certain things are pretty basic. The melting point of steel, you know, where do we get rivers of molten steel from kerosene? I mean, that's
Kevin, that contention, all right, is two parts. First of all is the malleability of steel that melts or softens at a specific temperature, and second, people have a tendency to rush into another topic about the molten steel. We have very little evidence about that. So most of the argument has focused around the softened steel theory. And it is true. And you could prove this to yourself. Anybody can prove that their argument is very strong. You go out and get a used oven or an oven you don't care about. Turn on to take a channel locks and try to squeeze the burning elements in the broiler. Very hard to squeeze those things while they're cold. Turn the broiler on, it burns at 500 degrees Fahrenheit, and you'll be able to squeeze them like soft butter. However, they still fail to talk about the laws of motion. It's impossible to change the laws of physics. Once an object is in motion, an equal or opposing or greater force has to oppose that object in motion to prevent it from falling straight down the way those buildings did at freefall. They can't answer that. That's where Jones and the other fellows, the physics experts, come in. We direly need that in order to win this, the minds of the people on a national level, we have to have the support of architects and engineers who could establish the actual facts.
I think that's a great point, and I hope the architects and engineers will come on board and do that. My point, however, is I don't think you need any special training in architecture or engineering to know this. For instance, the point you're raising, that when NIST tells us that the towers came down in 10 seconds and 9 seconds, respectively, that this is actually a little faster than freefall. Freefall, yeah, would have been at least 9.2 seconds, that it's physically impossible for a building to collapse of natural causes straight down at a speed that's actually a tiny bit faster than free fall speed. This is a fairly obvious thing to anybody with a basic understanding of the physical world.
Here's the problem, though, Kevin. That you just touched on a fundamental problem. Basic understanding. In the state of Wisconsin, most of our population are uneducated people who only do what they're told to do, and they don't know how to think critically. Okay? They are taught to put everything that they have, even the lives of their children, in flimsy, fallacious appeals of authority. I know you know I'm right. We have to seek out these people in architecture and engineering that these people will find credible, because you're right, absolutely right. A high school student in introductory physics knows how to tell that we're being lied to.
Hold on a second here. We've got to take this break. You mentioned NIST, which was...
National Institute of Science and Technology.
Exactly. That the King Commission relied heavily on their findings, and I've been reading a frequently asked questions of the NIST. They said that they don't support the pancake theory, but, I'll discuss what they said about why this building collapsed when we get right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Self-Reliance update. RBN has just learned of a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it is so effective at producing rapid and natural plant growth that it seems to force plants to grow like crazy under almost any soil in light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of C nutrients maximizes mineral uptake, dramatically increases bloom set, and gives any plant a tremendous burst of new growth. In fact, some plants may double in size the very first month. ProtoGrow is also guaranteed to produce more succulent, mouth-watering fruits and vegetables than you can carry back to the house. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. RBN listeners who want to stay prepared should call right now to order ProtoGrow. Ask about their self-reliant super pack. Call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Or visit the ProtoGrow website at www.protogrow.com.
Introducing Idea Sticks. Idea Sticks are self-adhering, so you simply peel and stick to create the look of hand-painted tile on your kitchen backsplash. Bring new life to kitchen countertops. Accent and coordinate kitchen appliances and accessories. The possibilities are endless. And because Idea Sticks are steam and heat resistant, you can even use them in your bathroom. Idea Sticks are removable, reusable, and washable, and won't leave marks or a sticky mess, so you can change to a new design at any time. During this special TV offer, you can order your very own Idea Sticks. A, the floral bouquet. B, the dolphin porthole, or see the floral and fruit basket for the amazing price of just $19.99. That's right, only $19.99. And that's not all. During this special TV offer, we'll even throw in a sheet of custom accents absolutely free.
To order your very own Idea Sticks, call 1-800-564-5812. That's 1-800-564-5812.
Out of the NIST.gov/pubs /factsheets/facts, and on it goes. You can do the search on this. Just look for the frequently asked questions on the NIST and the World Trade Center. They say that the NIST's findings do not support the pancake theory of collapse, which is premised on a progressive failure of the floor systems and the WTC towers that connected the core columns to the perimeter columns, consisted of grid steel trusses integrated with a concrete slab, on and on it goes. Now, they say, based on this comprehensive investigation, they concluded that the towers collapsed because, one, the impact of the planes severed and damaged support columns, dislodged fireproofing insulation coatings, the steel floor trusses and steel columns, and widely dispersed jet fuel over multiple floors. Two, they say, the subsequent unusually large jet fuel ignited multi-floor fires, which reached temperatures as high as 1,000 degrees Celsius. I don't see how that's possible, but that's what they're saying. Significantly weakened the floors and columns with dislodged fireproofing to the point where the floors sagged and pulled inward on the perimeter columns. This led to the inward bowing of the perimeter columns and the failure of south face on WTC and the east face of WCTC, to an initiating collapse of each of the towers. So jet fuel caused this whole thing. Now, we all saw the video ad nauseum run over and over and over again. At one point, when the first tower started to collapse, it started to teeter, and it appeared that it may dislodge and fall off. But we're expected to believe, and I was up at Ground Zero Monday, and I looked at the nice hole in the ground. By the way, this is the second attack on the World Trade Center towers. First time using ammonium nitrate, kind of reminiscent of Oklahoma City. But this time around, we are expected to believe that these 210-story buildings are hit by two aircraft, and it was designed to take multiple impacts from 707s, which they're trying to back off of now. They said that the engineers and the designers of these buildings never said that it could take multiple impacts. But, guys, let's face it. You put up an exclamation point of 110 stories in the middle of a city with airports and in traffic patterns. They were designed to take hits from large jet aircraft. Kevin, where are they going to go from here?
Well, it's interesting what you just described, that new question and answer sort of fact sheet that NIST put out. Number one, it completely reverses their earlier conclusions on the pancake theory, of course. But more interestingly, it perpetuates this big lie that was told by the 9/11 Commission that there was no such thing as those massive core columns that were the main vertical supports for these buildings. You know, the 9/11 Commission report said that the core of these buildings consisted of, quote, a hollow elevator shaft. You know, hollow elevator shaft, no columns. They denied the existence of the most important structural feature of these buildings. And now NIST is doing the same thing and imagining that somehow by damaging the perimeter columns, these buildings could have sort of fallen inwards on each other. But that, of course, couldn't possibly happen because there were these massive columns in the core that were holding the darn buildings up, and that if there had been any kind of collapse other than controlled demolition, those core columns would have been sticking out of the rubble hundreds of feet up.
Right.
The whole, you know, it's another preposterous fraud here.
Well, and we're talking about building construction here that you know, there's an immense amount of stress with buildings of this size. I mean, just from wind, the swaying of the buildings, the expansion and contraction, heat and cold. There's a lot that these buildings have to deal with. And, folks, they were designed to absorb impact from aircraft. But we are expected to believe that somehow that these buildings and the fires, consequent fires, that if we all saw the videos, did not burn. They couldn't possibly have burned at the degree that they said that it did, that melted the steel and precipitated the collapse. You know, when we get back from break, Kevin, I want to talk about some of the other theories around WTC. I want to take some more phone calls. You can stick around with us, of course. Kevin?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, great. All right, we'll do that. Be breaking here for about a minute and a half. We'll be back with Kevin Barrett. He's from the University of Wisconsin-Madison right after this.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is,
the problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.